Lord Jesus, grant us a servant's heart, and may your life of love and service be our guide to love and serve others. Amen. When I was young, my father told me a true story about his cousin Dale. Growing up together, Dad and Dale were inseparable. They were very popular in their small farming town and loved to do impromptu skits and plays every day before class started. They both had a wonderful sense of humor and wouldn't hesitate to put on a performance for a few laughs from friends and fellow students. When they were in their early 20s, the Korean War broke out in the 1950s. And as cousins and best friends, they both enlisted into the army to fight in the war. They took their physicals and all tests required as part of the enlistment process. When the sergeant asked the new recruits to stand in a straight line for their assignments, Dad and Dale stood side by side in the hope that wherever they were deployed, they would be together. The sergeant proceeded to move down the line of men, shouting out and pointing to each one, "One, two, one, two, one, two." The ones were sent to Korea, and the twos were sent to Germany. Dale went to Korea, and Dad went to Germany. They were devastated by the separation. They hugged each other and said their quick goodbyes as they both headed into uncharted territory. When the war had ended, my father came back home after learning to speak fluent French and German, cooking for large groups of people, and with a German woman on his arm who was seeking to come to America for a better life. Cousin Dale's story was quite different. It was life-altering, ultimately for the good. One day, while on patrol, Dale's combat unit suddenly became engulfed in a rapid-fire weapon exchange. The enemy had almost circled his unit. Just then, Dale dropped to his knees and prayed, "Lord, if you let me live through this, I will spend the rest of my life serving you." After heavy gun firing, Dale, barely alive, was taken back to their camp, patched up, and when he was able to be airlifted, was treated at a hospital. Months later, when he finally flew back to the United States, he made good on his promise to God and completely changed his life, becoming a pastor where he preached the gospel to everyone he came across. Dale's personal testimony was so powerful that the Lord used his experience to bring the unsaved to him. As a result, Dale's son also became a pastor, and his daughter married a pastor. Because he obeyed and made good on his commitment to serve God, the Lord bestowed on him and his family generational blessings. I heard the testimony of a man who was in the Navy and, like Dale, turned to the Lord when it looked like there was no hope, an impossible situation, and he would surely die at sea. He prayed to live, and God answered his prayer. And after retiring from the Navy, every day this man would go down to the docks and say to people, "Excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but if you knew for a fact that you would not live beyond tomorrow, would your final destination be heaven or hell?" Some would tell him to buzz off. Others would say heaven. And some were not sure. Those who were uncertain, he would share his testimony with, and so very many people were led to the Lord by this one man. Jesus began, "My people, it is time to share your testimony and what I have done for you with others. I will give you the boldness and courage to speak out about me. This is no time to bury the gifts and talents I have given you. You are my messengers on earth, and you must go forth and with wise counsel share my love by showing others your love and compassion for them with a true and sincere heart. Visit the elderly, the sick, the poor, and those who others have forgotten. Do not be complacent or indifferent in your feelings towards others, but burn with Holy Spirit fire in your heart. For those of you who do not know me and shun my ways, I love you, and I am coming for you. Do not wait until you are in a life or death situation. Come to me now. I will forgive you. Open your heart to me and let me fill you with indescribable love and peace.